This is Ryan Wilson with the Wilkinson Public Library, and I am speaking to acclaimed Celtic fingerstyle guitarist Jerry Barlow. Jerry will bring his quick fingerstyle talents and interesting stories of traditional music and history regarding the British Isles to Telluride's Wilkinson Public Library on Thursday at 6 p.m. This is a free show, and all ages are welcome to attend. Jerry, thanks for joining me.
Great to be with you this morning, Ryan.
So if you could explain to our listeners out there, you have a unique style of guitar playing called Celtic fingerstyle. How would you describe that to our listeners?
Well, it's a style that evolved, I think, out of the British Isles some time ago, when guitar players started trying to play ancient melodies that for centuries had been played on instruments like the harp and fiddle and the pipes. And they tried to emulate some of the nuance of those ancient instruments to guitar. And one of the things that they found helpful is to retune the guitar in different configurations other than standard guitar tuning. For example, I use probably 7 or 8 different tunings. Some are designed to play what we might call a pipe tune with, where I have sort of like bagpipe drones playing underneath a melody line, for example. Others are designed to play a harp-like arpeggios, where the notes are ringing over the top of each other in a kind of a sustained fashion. And then other tunings are designed to play fiddle tunes, which are what we call ornaments, which are kind of like slurs in guitar lingo. It's called hammer-ons and pull-offs. And then the right hand is playing melody lines and a bass line simultaneously. The thumb plays the bass line while the fingers grab the melody line. So you can get a lot going on in this style. And then I also use what we call tap guitar techniques as well, which are where you're tapping on the neck of the guitar with both the right and the left hand to create a very percussive and syncopated kind of texture to the music. I also use some drumming techniques on the top of the guitar to add yet more sounds to the music. So anyway, you try to make it as interesting as you possibly can with one guitar and get as many textures as you can. And it's a lot of fun.
You know, I saw some of video of you playing, and it really does look spectacular. I also noticed that one of the great aspects of your shows is that you are a storyteller who also talks about the history and legends of the British Isles, in addition, of course, to playing some great music. How do you discover these stories, and can you provide us a glimpse of what listeners might learn on Thursday?
You bet, you bet. I think the storytelling is important for somebody like myself who does so much of the music. Most of the music is rendered instrumentally, and so I want to let the people know, since they're not going to hear lyrics, what the songs are speaking to, so that they can kind of take an imaginary trip with me through these tunes, you know, because these tunes have been played for centuries in a lot of different circumstances, under a lot of situations. A lot of these tunes come out of the time of the cruelest oppression by the English of the Irish and the Scottish people, for example. So they're expressing the trials and tribulations, not of just an individual, but of a whole culture, which I think gives them a lot of depth that these simple melodies can convey. Stories I find everywhere. I mean, I'll hang out with people that are from this part of the world sometimes, and they will impart to me stories. Sometimes I'll hear something on NPR that is, fascinating. One of the things that I found that I use was, and this was from NPR, there was a fellow talking about the song Loch Lomond, which is a lovely Scottish air that I play. It's a tune that's familiar to most people. And I've heard several stories about this too. One of the things that happens with these ancient tunes is that there'll be a lot of different stories about the tune, and so sometimes you kind of have to pick and choose what you're gonna use. But the story he told was that after the Battle of Culloden in 1746, the Battle of Culloden was the Scottish rebellion that attempted to restore Bonnie Prince Charles to the throne of Scotland. The Scots lost that rebellion, and they lost the Battle of Culloden, and the English took a lot of prisoners. And the families of these prisoners would hike from the highlands of Scotland down to the prisons of London to visit them. But after a period of time, it was decided that most of these prisoners would be executed. They would be beheaded, and heads would be placed on stakes in every town that led from London to Glasgow along the main road, or as they called it at that time, the high road. And the families of these prisoners, not wanting to see this, would hike back to Scotland on a rutted footpath called the Low Road. And so this chorus of this tune is, "You take the high road, I'll take the low road, and I'll be in Scotland before you." So it sounds like a love song of sorts, but again, it's a tune that is expressing, as I said earlier, the sorrows of a whole culture, of a whole country. So anyway, stories like that I hope will make the tunes come alive for the listener. And I love the library audience, because they're interested in such things. So that kind of an audience is a very good fit for what I try to do.
Yeah, we're really excited to hear some of those stories. Your latest album, Fields and Fences, continues to explore that genre of traditional Celtic music and original compositions. But I noticed you've added an Americana spirit to this new endeavor with songs like America the Beautiful. What was the impetus for this new diversion in your music?
That's a great question, and I'm still trying to understand that myself. Sometimes as an artist, you know, you just you find yourself evolving in certain directions that are not really too premeditated. It's just kind of where your inner directives say go, and you kind of listen to that and you go there, you know. Fortunately, the Americana stuff is, I still think, congruent with the Celtic music that I play. There's a lot of crossover there with, you know, we have the Scots and the Irish who settle in the Appalachians in the 1700s, and they bring their fiddles. And from that, we get our old-timey mountain music, and from that, we get our bluegrass, and from that, we get our country. And then in the American West, so many of the tunes that we associate with the West are really of Celtic origin, like the Streets of Laredo, and of course the marching songs of the 7th Cavalry, like Gary Owen and The Girl I Left Behind Me. They all come from the Irish and the Scottish cultures, you know. And so there's this crossover with Americana and Celtic that is easy to bridge. My shows still stay predominantly, as I think about it, Celtic, but indeed on the new album there is this crossover between Celtic and Americana. But it's just kind of, I think, where I've gotten to as an artist, where I enjoy playing all that stuff, and so I decided to include it on this album.
Well, as a big bluegrass area, we are definitely excited to see some of the foundations of that. This was Jerry Barlow, and he will be playing at Telluride's Wilkinson Public Library on Thursday, January 26th at 6 p.m. All ages are welcome to come out and listen to this free show by an amazing storyteller and musician. Jerry, thanks again for joining me.
My pleasure, Ryan. Thank you.
I'll see you on Thursday.
You bet.